Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Yeah, so my name is, I'm Kirk Buxton, and I live in North Vancouver, British Columbia, up here in Canada, north of Dallas. And I'm the founder of Kirk's Probiotic Soda. And up here, we manufacture Kirk's Probiotic Soda.
Awesome. So what made you want to start a probiotic soda company?
Well, it initially started like 4.5 years ago. The idea was not to start a beverage company at all. I was just actually looking to solve my own bloating issues that were chronic. And, you know, I went to see doctors and tried everything over the counter. Nothing seemed to resolve it. So I ended up making water kefir, and people tried it and loved it. And they asked if they could buy it. And that's where it all began. So the idea of starting a company didn't happen for some time later.
For sure. So essentially that you created this product out of your own need. And then when you saw that it, you know, like other people had the same problem and the product solved their problem as well, you're like, okay, it gave you this idea that it could actually be a business.
Yeah. And the driver was like, I realized how many other people actually had issues, and not just bloating. You know, that was my personal mission, my bloating, but other people had constipation, they had diarrhea, they had acid reflux, heartburn. And they were coming back to me and they were saying, hey, like, it helped with this, it helped with that. And I was like, really? So I did a lot more research into actually the benefits of water kefir and got into the science of it, understanding it. And then I was like, man, this is great. Like, I want to help. It was so rewarding to have people come to you and say, hey, thank you. My wife, you know, she appreciates it. And then they give me the details. And I'm like, wow. It was the stories that really got me inspired to, like, push on this.
For sure. So can you just talk about, like, the value of your product between if somebody takes something off the counter, like Pepto-Bismol, like, what is the value of using your probiotic soda compared to that?
Yeah, so something over the counter like a Pepto-Bismol is really reactive and meant to sort of resolve the issue that you have at that moment. And whereas this is more, this can do that, but this is also prevents that from occurring over and over again. So this is filled with live probiotics, gut beneficial yeast, digestive enzymes, amino acids, and some electrolytes. Now, those are all living in our gut. So when you drink this living probiotic soda, you're repopulating your gut biome. And then that is working to prevent the problem, and also it helps to solve them.
For sure. So if somebody was having these gut issues, would you recommend that they drink it every day? Or, like, how often would somebody have to drink it to really feel the effects of actually having this permanent, you could say, feeling better solution?
So that's a great question. I get asked that question all the time. And it's kind of a case-by-case situation. For me, it was rather immediate. For other people, it can take a day, two. I'll give you an example of one time. There's this guy who hadn't had a solid bowel movement in 2.5 years, and he had been going to doctors, and it was just what he lived with. So I gave him one a day. And on the third day, he came up to me and he said, hey, man, I had my first solid bowel movement in 2.5 years. And he was smiling ear to ear. And I was like, wow. I was really happy to see him having resolved this issue. But then I was also at the same time, you know, like, validating what this product could actually do. So to answer your question, it's a case by case basis. And I think you just start by drinking it and see where it takes you. Some of it could be immediate the same day. Other people might take a little bit longer because the problem could be more severe.
That's amazing. So I guess as of today, is it being sold in Canada only, or like in the US also? I guess, like, where can people actually find your product?
Yeah, so we are currently only in Canada. And if you're in Canada, it'd be places like Whole Foods, Choices Market, the Loblaws group of companies. So there's Superstore, independent grocers, there's Save On Foods and the Patterson Group chain. So there's lots of local stores that we're in, and you can find them all on our website. And we're just starting to move across Canada now, but we're really localized to our province of British Columbia right now.
For sure. So do you sell also, like, direct to consumer?
Yeah, so we have a local delivery business for our bottles. We do have a new product coming out in about the next 10 days, and that will be direct to consumer, where if somebody wanted to buy it in the States, they could get it shipped to them as well. So we're just working on that and getting that listed on our website.
So that's going to be, I guess, your first entrance, you could say, into the U.S. market.
Potentially, yeah. If someone wants to order, and it'll be a bit different. It'll be a probiotic shot. So they'll come in packs of 15, and then we'll just ship them. And they're in little 2-ounce plastic bottles. It's like it's a daily probiotic shot.
For sure. So I guess, like, what is your vision? Like, do you want to eventually get into retail here in the States? Or I guess, like, what are you focused on in 2024?
Yeah, 2024 is to continue to expand in Canada, and 2025 I may start looking at the U.S. market potentially sooner, depending on who we bring on board. I'm currently looking to bring on some an investor group, and depending on the capital that we have, what makes sense to do, maybe we'll start dipping our toes in the U.S. But for now, it's definitely focused on really deepening our roots in our local market and across Canada.
Sure. So in terms of like growing and scaling within your local market in BC, has it been like lots of in-store demos? Or like how have you like gotten the word out so far?
Yeah, so the best bang for our buck has definitely been in-store demos, letting people try the product, understand it. We're in a big education curve as well. People need to learn about it. And then we do social media as well. That's helped. And what else also helped recently, there was an article done in the local newspaper. And, I didn't realize how many people still will look at local newspapers. They'll either buy the paper or that's online. And that really helped local sales considerably. So now I'm really interested in exploring that more.
For sure. So I guess like when you're in a store, right, doing these demos, like how do you, because I think, I mean, as you said, right, it does have this huge educational component, but like how do you, I guess, get in front of someone and tell them that, hey, like this is going to be better than whatever you're doing or like whatever you've tried, like it's actually going to solve your problem versus anything else?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And the demo in the beginning started off as one thing when we first got into retail. And now it's really, I talk about it directly with people. Like if you're experienced, it's really great for, heartburn, digestion, constipation. I tell them about that. And then it's just sharing that and my personal experience with them. So at a demo, they got to, first of all, be motivated to come over and stop by our demo and say, hey, like I'd like to try this. And sometimes that's really easy. You get one, two people, and then you got a crowd. And other times people are just, depending on where you are or the time of day, they're just like not interested and you're kind of standing there. But it's telling the story, it's sharing my experience. And the one thing we know about digestive issues like IBS or whatever it may be is there's about a third of the population in Canada, and it's about the same in the US as well, have these ongoing issues. So people are actually, what I found is they're looking for a remedy, something to sort of solve the problem so they can stop, taking the daily medications that they take for these gut-related issues. And for me, that's a big motivator, is to get people, looking for natural remedies that Mother Nature really provides for us.
For sure. I mean, I've spoken to lots of founders. I think like a big challenge for many people is actually finding good samplers. And many of the times, and especially if you're doing it like locally, it ends up being that they do it themselves because nobody can sell the product like you can, especially if you built it for yourself and experience like that problem. So I guess like, are you still doing all the in-store demos yourself, or do you have people that help you out as well?
Yeah, I have people that help me out. I can't do that many store demos, and it is a real challenge to find people. You can get people and stick them in there, but people who also love your story, share your vision. And so we've been pretty fortunate to find a couple of people locally that are really, really good at it. We've tried other people and we've said, well, that's not really going to work. And so it takes a special kind of person to get in there and do it. And I still go out there and do it. And this year I'm looking at it, I'm like, well, I really got to get out there more and reach a wider audience as well. But you can't beat, telling the story and then having someone try the product, because it also works, but it also tastes great. So if people want a healthy alternative, just to have a healthy drink that's good for them, and this is a great way to go about it as well.
For sure.
Not everybody has a gut health issue, and they certainly don't want one down the road. So this is a good way to say, hey, I'm gonna help, keep that in check and prevent that from coming on at some point.
For sure. So in terms of this new shot that you're coming out with in the C2C channel, like what is your strategy to actually go and market this product?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're exploring that now. So out of the gate, I think it's going to be, I'm going to just try to get a lot of organic growth. I'll have to do some paid advertising as well, I think, but getting out on our current social media channels and talking about it. And yeah, that's kind of the basic framework of it. It's just the organic growth, pound the pavement, tell everybody, share the story with as many people as we can, and do some selective paid advertising. But the big part that we're doing here as well is local influencers, finding the right influencers that have the right audience. They can be really effective, and then working with them to help spread the awareness, and then offering discounts to the buyers that go through the influence. I think everyone can win-win, and the influencers are motivated if they also can offer something to their viewers and help build their own personal brands. So we can all work together like that.
Have you used influencers like in the past to help grow, or is this going to be like a new channel for you?
We have. So we've used, what we call micro influencers, people with a few thousand to 20,000 to 50,000 followers. And so it's something we've been doing a bit of this past year.
Makes sense. So obviously now many companies are looking into using things like AI in their business. So do you guys use AI? And if not, like where can AI come in and add value in 2024?
Yeah, so we're currently very limited in our AI. Some of our one of the guys that I've worked with for years, and he does a lot of our works on our social media, some of the content in the back end and designing things. He is an AI guy, still learning. So we've seen a little bit, and moving forward, it's definitely going to be part of our business. As to the degree of it, I think when it comes in, we're dealing with a lot of direct consumer and have to, field questions. But there's some really good AI out there that could help respond, answer the questions, and then the questions and the things that I can't deal with, it'll get passed up to a higher level like myself or someone else, and we'll deal with the customer.
For sure. So you think AI could make essentially from the chat side explain things about the product, if you have questions about the ingredients or like what they can expect, potential outcomes of taking the shot.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what a good aspect, a good way to use it moving forward as well. Yeah.
For sure. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
Yeah, what a good question. There's a lot of things I wish I kind of knew, and everybody I think does, and there are lessons. Some of them are really hard lessons to go through. But I think going into it, I think I would really want to understand more about the capital required to grow the business, what it's going to take to scale, and what it's going to cost to like support a store, the spend. It's far more capital intensive than I ever imagined. And to be honest, like I just got into this business, just went right at it. There was not a lot of research. I just saw a market need. So that would be really helpful out of the gate is like really exploring, like, what are we getting into? How much capital do we need? What's the spend? How many team members do we need? Like, what's it going to look like? And as we scale up, and we're like a really small team. So today there's two of us working in the facility, and we're at that stage now where we've got to add people and expand and get me out of here and on doing road shows and talking to people. So now we got to find the capital to make all that happen to shift out as we grow so I can be out of here and on the road.
For sure. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for your business?
Well, that's a great question. So 1 year from now, I'm out on the road. I'm sharing the story. We're well placed, and we're across Canada. We've got all our turns increased, and we've got a lot more exposure. We're more of a household name in Canada. And yeah, the three new products that we have launched are out and doing well as well. So we have not only the shots, but then there's a prebiotic sparkling water, and then there's a raw probiotic soda that is also coming out here next week. So there's a lot happening right now, so I'd like to see these products doing really well. The team in here flying, and me on the road and sharing the story and helping people.
Awesome. And we're rooting for you guys. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out, do you mind sharing your website or social media? I guess best ways to get in contact.
Yeah, so our Instagram is at Kirk's Probiotic Soda. The website is www.kirksprobioticsoda.com. There's a TikTok going as well, which is really small, and they can reach me via any of those social medias. They can also email me directly, which a lot of people do at kirkskafir@gmail.com. And on the website, they'll find our store locator. They'll find my personal cell number, email address. So anybody with any questions is happy to reach out, and chances are it'll be me giving them the response first.
Kirk, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Dan. Appreciate it.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
Take care, man.